Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Vav Omed Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Resh Samach Gimel, where we're discussing the halachos of lighting the Shabbos candles for Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. And we went through yesterday a discussion in the middle of Sif Gimel, talking about if a person is unfortunately in dire financial circumstances, what he should do if he can't afford to buy all of the things necessary for Shabbos. So the first thing he buys is the bread, then he buys the candles, and after that he buys the other delicacies, including wine for Kiddush. The Mechaber now continues on the very top line. V'chein, im ein yado maseges, liknos ner l'Shabbos v'ner l'Chanukah. If a person unfortunately doesn't have enough funds to purchase both the candles needed for lighting for Shabbos candles as well as for Shabbos Chanukah, for the Chanukah candles, so then ner Shabbos kodem, mishum sholom bayis. In that situation, if you only have enough to buy one candle, so you buy for Shabbos and you light it for the Shabbos licht and not for Chanukah. You won't light Chanukah, Odin's Rachmana Patri, you don't have money, what can you do? You can't make something out of thin air. So therefore, in that situation, we say Shabbos candles take precedence because of the important idea that the Shabbos candles represent Shalom Bayis, will create Shalom Bayis, and Shalom Bayis trumps everything else. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudalit, however, in that situation, don't use two candles for lighting the Shabbos candles like you normally do. We said Shomer V'Zachar, or if people have more candles that they light, don't light seven candles. Instead, only light one for the Shabbos and use the rest for the Chanukah licht. And you can use the extra funds for either the purchase of wine for Kiddush, if that's what you needed, or for the Chanukah licht. In this situation as well, so if you can't light the Mahadrim and Amahadrim of lighting one candle for each night of Chanukah, an extra candle, so then be satisfied and be happy that you do the mitzvah with at least one candle, which is the mitzvah to be yotzi with, to light one Chanukah candle every night. If the person has two candles, he has one for Shabbos and one for Chanukah, and he has a little bit of extra money, what should you do with that extra money? So the Chafetz Chaim says, nearly, it appears to me, the Tobiosi liknos od neros lechanukah lios min amahadrin. In that situation, you have a choice. You could buy a second candle for Shomer V'Zachar for Shabbos purposes, or it's the second night of Chanukah. You could light the second candle to be yotzi the mitzvah of Mahadrin, of lighting two candles on the second night. So the Mishnah Berurah says that is preferable. To light the Chanukah licht properly rather than the Shabbos licht probably is better. Ukamoshe Barti b'Bir Halacha, as I've already mentioned in the Bir Halacha. He then writes, cause of a Morgan Avraham, he brings down the Morgan Avraham, the Isha Suma, a woman who's blind, gam kin yichol l'varach on their Shabbos. She also can light the Shabbos candles and even do it with a bracha. She gets benefit from the light. How does she get benefit from the light? She's blind. So Dear Shofar number 22 reminds us of a Gemara that's quoted here by Rav Nissen Karlitz, that Hanasa hi b'mesha acherim roim es or haner. She is getting benefit from the fact that other people are getting benefit from the light. They'll be able to assist and help her. So she shouldn't trip. So the fact that they can see that there's a stone there, they'll be able to help her. And this is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Tes in regards to the chiyuv of a suma to say the bracha of Yotzer Or. The blind person is allowed to make that bracha because other people are benefiting from the light, and therefore he benefits because of that. He adds further, Shalafiza, imho isha suma nimsis levad debeveso. So therefore, if the blind woman alone is by herself in the house and there's nobody else around her that will get benefit from the light, so he says in that situation, eina yechola levarech al haneros. She shouldn't make a bracha because ein hi nanes mehem. She's not getting any benefit because there's nobody else there that's getting benefit from them. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees. Rosh Shlomo Zalman wrote, she still can make a bracha in that situation because she knows if somebody else were to come in, they would have light and be able to help her and see. So therefore, that is called still getting benefit from it. How do we define a woman who's blind? So Nissen Karol Lishtita says, this is a woman, she ain't a raw klal. She doesn't have any light perception even. She's totally blind. She doesn't even sense that there's light in the room. However, a woman that senses that there's light in the room, she may not be able to read, she may not be able to do other things, she can't tell the difference between a quarter and a nickel based upon the vision. However, she can detect the light, so that woman is not in this situation referred to as a suma, and she could make a bracha according to everybody in this situation. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He does suggest, however, if the blind woman has a husband, if the blind woman has a husband who is not blind, he's a regular, normal person, it will be preferable for the husband to make the bracha in this situation, and he should, in fact, light as well. Dishah foot number 23 brings down, habal yadlik v'yivarach, in that situation, it would be preferable than having the wife light and he make the bracha. And if this blind woman is at a table with other people eating on Friday night and they lit candles, then she shouldn't light candles with a bracha. Lo tovarach. Because here the other people are making the bracha. So how can, normally if you have more than one woman lighting candles, what is the heter, so to say, for them to light? Because all the additional lights make a greater simcha. As we'll learn in an upcoming shia. However, here for the blind woman, well, like a simcha gaba, she doesn't have any simcha yisera by having additional light there, and the other people will be able to prevent her from stumbling with the light that they lit. So therefore, there is no permission, so to say, in that situation for her to light with a bracha. I forgot to read one of the words of the Mechaber, the ain shalom bayis below near, because there can't be any shalom bayis in the house. That's why we said you light the Shabbos lift ahead of the Chanukah lift, because without the Shabbos candles being lit, there can't be shalom bayis. Now, the Rama adds, v'im ein yodom aseges liknos yayin lekiddush v'liknos ner Chanukah. He gives us a different scenario, the Rama says. You have enough to buy Shabbos licht, but you only have enough money now to buy wine or Chanukah licht. What should you do? So he says, ayin lekam in simen tof resh ayin ches. In Hilchos Chanukah, it discusses it over there. And if you look over there, it tells us that ner Chanukah takes precedence over the wine because of the mitzvah of Pirsumi Nisa. But again, in that situation, only light one Chanukah licht, and then, with the extra funds, go and purchase wine for Kiddush. Sif Dalit. Mechaber writes, Lo yakdim l'maher l'hadliko ba'od hayom gadol. A person, a woman, shouldn't go and light the Shabbos candle so early in the day, well before the time that she's accepting upon herself Tosefa Shabbos. Shaw's Eno Nikar Shemadliko Lechovet Shabbos, because it's not recognizable in that situation that she is lighting the Shabbos candles Lechovet Shabbos. Now, there are a lot of particulars over here that we need to understand that we'll now go through. First off, the Chovetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maska Lo Yaktim already points out that if the woman is accepting upon herself Shabbos, then as long as it's after the Plaga Mincha, of course she can light as early as she wants. That's not called lighting early, that's called accepting upon yourself Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tetzvav explains, what does it mean, Ba'od Hayom Gadol? Hainu Kishu Zman Harbe Kodem Tosefes Shabbos. This is well before she accepts upon herself the Tosefes Shabbos period of time, which we discussed in great detail in previous shiurim. Uzman Tosefes Shabbos, La Shulchan Aruch, Umad Kodem Sof Hashkia. According to the opinion of the Mechaber, which was the opinion of the Reinu Tam, this would be a little bit before the last 13.5 minutes of our 72-minute period of time between the sun setting and the stars coming out fully, Tzeset Kochavim. So this would be somewhere before the Zman of Bein HaShmashos. You accept upon yourself Tosefes Shabbos, and that's when you normally should light. So here we're talking about she lights well before that. And he says, Ayin in the Bir Halacha for further details about this. And there, in Dibra Maslo, Ba'od Yom Gadol, the Chovetz Chaim brings down that this entire discussion is based upon a brisa in the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, which says over there, Obavat Shelo Yaktim V'Shelo Ya'acher, a woman shouldn't light her Shabbos candles too early or too late. What does it mean, Hakdama, too early? Hecho Shemakdim Harbe Kodim Zman HaTosefes, well before the Zman where she's accepting upon herself already, Tosefes Shabbos. And what's called late, which we'll mention a moment in the Mechaber, we didn't read that yet, but what's called late is Shemadlik Betzimtzum Im Zman HaTosefes. That's when you light immediately at the time that she's accepting upon herself Tosefes Shabbos, and maybe in this situation she'll be delayed, and that's why she shouldn't do it so late. And this discussion of when is Tosefes Shabbos is, he says, is Toli be Ashli Ravarvei. We've had this major discussion between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon, as the Shitas are respectively called, as to what is the time of Bein HaShmashos and what is the time, therefore, of Tosefes Shabbos. Now, at the end of this Bir Halacha, the Chovetz Chaim reminds us again, V'chol zeh b'shelo kibel alof Shabbos madlaka. We're only talking here where she didn't accept Shabbos. Shelo badalas atzma mimalacha achar adlacha. She didn't stop herself from doing malacha. She still retained the right to do malacha after she lights the candles. Then, that's when you have don't light too early, don't light too late. Havalon kibel alof Shabbos, if she does accept upon herself Shabbos, as we've already pointed out several times, she can light the candles and accept Shabbos anytime from Plaga Mincha and onwards. Beyond that point of time, it's perfectly okay to accept upon yourself Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah continues now in Sivkot and Tezvav, and he says, "V'ayin b'simin reish samachalef." The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chofkimo. The Maskin and Shom. The Mishnah Poreish Atzmo Melacha Chatzis Shaw Al Kaponim Shlish Shaw Kol Mashkia. If somebody normally stops from doing Melacha half an hour or 20 minutes before the sun sets, Ashri Lo. That's praiseworthy for such a person. We went through those details: the sheet of the Yireim, the sheet of the Gra, the Huyotzi Bezei. They call Rishonim in this way. If you stop doing Melacha in that point in time, you fulfill Tosefes Shabbos even for the earliest sheet. The sheet of the Yireim, and certainly for the sheet of the Vilna Gaon, and Allah has come of a Kama, the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, by lighting and stopping from doing Malacha 20 minutes to a half an hour before the Shkia. The issue foot number 24 brings down that the minigun Yerushalayim, as we've mentioned already, is to light 40 minutes before the Shkia. Now that seems to be time way before Tosefta Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains, Shenechshav Hadavar Kisomach L'Chashecha. That's called close to Shabbos already, close to getting dark, because that's the minog over there. And Dain, why is Zatzal in the Shelos Yitzchus Minchas Yitzchok adds to this, and he says, the whole reason that you don't light the Shabbos candles so early is because it won't be recognizable that you're lighting them L'Kovet Shabbos. But here, everybody in Yerushalayim is lighting them at that time, so it's clear that it's L'Kovet Shabbos. Furthermore, Isha Shemakdimah Lahadik Nerus Kitzas Lachar Plaga Mincha Umakabela Shabbos Badla Kotso. If a woman does light after Plaga Mincha and accepts Shabbos with that lighting, but the rest of her family doesn't accept Shabbos with that lighting, so Rav Nissim Karo Lishlita says that for her that's perfectly fine. Mo'ilo Hadlaka Zu Aflehem. So that candle lighting fulfills their obligation as well, because it fulfills the wife's obligation. And the Achsheva Kadlaka Anasis L'Kovet Shabbos. And it's clear that it's for Kovet Shabbos, even though they have not abstained from doing Malacha, and it's well before they're accepting Tosef for Shabbos, but if the wife has accepted it, that's good for the entire house. Now back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, quote, continues quoting for that brisa that the Chofetz Chaim said was the brisa in Gemara and Shabbos. He says, "V'gam lo yacha, you shouldn't delay in lighting the candles." Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Tezayin, "Haynu hechashu madlik b'tzimtzum b'tzov zman amotir." As we've already explained, when you're lighting exactly at the last moment that you're allowed to do malacha, that's not a good idea because you may go over. Hatam, the reason is mishum d'shema benkach u'benkach yacha resman, because you may get delayed as life happens and you're going to light too late. V'ayin le'el b'simin reif samach beis Sifkot and Yudalef b'Mishnah Berurah, where we discuss what you should do in that situation. Now, the Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'imrotze lahadlik ner ba'od hayom gadol ulekabel lov Shabbos miyad rashoy." Here the Mechaber tells us, beferish din, that if a person wishes to go and light the candles while it's still day outside, well before Shabbos formally comes in, and he's accepting upon himself Shabbos from that point in time, the woman, for example, is accepting upon herself Shabbos after the Plag HaMincha, well before the Zman of Tosef and Shabbos for the rest of the people in town, Rashoi, she has a right to do this. He came and she makabal of Shabbos, since she's accepting upon herself Shabbos, miyad, at that moment in time, ein zo akdama, that's not called lighting early, that's called lighting at the proper time. Again, ubovachi miplaga mincha lamala. It has to be obviously after plaga mincha, which we've explained many times. Shusha urivia kodem alayla. This is 1 1/4 hours before night, and it says on the side of the biragola, the Mishnah Berurah will say this as well, that this is talking about again shosmanios. You break up the day into 12 equal parts, and 1 1/4 of those time parts, those shosmanios, that is the earliest that one can accept upon themselves Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, "Haynu she yifrosh atzel mikol malachos asuros." If the woman is accepting upon herself at that point early Shabbos, so she has to separate herself from doing all malachos, even those that are derabbanan. Afilu miosum dvarim shem asurim midirabbanan. Sivkot Yud Ches ulamala, any time from Plaga Mincha and later in time, avol kodem Plaga Mincha. But the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that before Plaga Mincha, and kabbalah so kabbalah af b'diavad. If a person accepts upon themselves Shabbos before Plag HaMincha, it doesn't count, not even b'diavad. And he says, "Ayin sin reish samachalav sivkot n'chafei b'mishnah Berurah," where we've discussed all of these details already at some length. Mishnah Berurah sivkot n'yutes says it has to be 1 hour and 15 minutes halachic hours shows manios before the Laila, the Mechaber told us. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Haynu tzeis shlosh kochav." This is according to the Mechaber l'shitaso, like the Rabbeinu Tam, before three stars have come out. That's when he says is the time when night starts. That's halavush v'agrob. But however, as we pointed out many times, the shita vernacularly known as the Vilna Gron, it's also the Levush Shita and many others, the Plag HaMincha Shor Via Kol Mashkia. Not that it's 1 hour and 15 minutes of Shos Manios before Tzeis HaKochavim, but it's 1 hour and 15 minutes before the Shkia. Ulukuliyama Shor V'Ria Zu, he Shos Manios. And everybody agrees that this hour and 15 minutes is Shos Manios, as I brought down already for the Baragola. That you divide up the daylight hours into 12 equal parts. This is in the winter, will be obviously shorter hours, in the summer will be longer hours, and that is what we refer to as Shos Zmanios. Now the Mishnah Berurah reminds us there are two ways to calculate this. According to the Shulchan Aruch, which is also known as the opinion of the Magen Avraham, Mischalik Me'olos HaShachar Ad Tzeis HaKochavim, you divide these 12 equal parts into Shos Manios, based upon the start being dawn, Olos HaShachar, and the end being Tzeis HaKochavim. However, the Levush and the Gra, known as the Gra Sheet in the vernacular, Mizrichas HaShemesh Ad HaShkia, they go from sunrise until sunset. And this is, of course, what makes up the famous Machlokes, which, again, the vernacular is referred to as the Zman Kriyashma and Zman Tfila of the Morgan Avram, versus the later Zman Kriyashma and Zman Tfila of the Vilna Gaon. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Hagah, the Ayin Lekamen, Simen Reish Samach Zayin. Many of these details will be discussed again in Reish Samach Zayin. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'mayo haner doluk mi ba'od hayom gadol yechabenu v'yachzor v'yadlikenu l'tzorach Shabbos. Brings down the name of the tour. That if the candles had been lit well before Plag HaMincha, well, it was still daytime, and now it's Plag HaMincha, now you want to make the bracha on the candles, so what you should do in this situation is you should extinguish the candles, relight them, because now you're demonstrating that you're relighting them L'Tzorech Shabbos. That's L'Chatchila, what a person should do. Mr. Bruri in Sivkot Nchof writes, Afilum Hayo Acher Plag HaMincha. This is true, not only if the candles were lit before the Plag HaMincha, but even if the candles were lit after the Plag HaMincha, but not for the purposes of accepting Shabbos. You needed light. They lit a candle. They needed light. They were cooking. They were reading. Whatever they were doing, they were cleaning. They needed a light, so they lit a candle. Oh, now it's after Plag HaMincha. 20 minutes later, we'll say, now we'll just make the bracha. That will be our Shabbos light. That's not proper. It's implying over here that they were being lit for an alternate purpose, for a non-accepting upon yourself Shabbos purpose, not for the neighbors of Shabbos. However, but if the candles were lit, in fact, for covered Shabbos, they were the Shabbos candles, but the woman did not accept upon herself yet to accept Shabbos by that initial lighting, but that would be her official lighting for Shabbos, in that situation, you should not extinguish them. You are allowed to go make the bracha 20 minutes later when you're now accepting upon yourself Shabbos. You shouldn't have done this ideally. She shouldn't have lit so early in that situation. She should have waited till now when she's accepting upon herself Shabbos. Because in this situation, it's not recognizable that she was in fact lighting them the covered Shabbos. However, this would be good b'di'evet because the bottom line was they were lit after the Plag HaMincha. It was lit the covered Shabbos, so even though it's not recognizable as such, she fulfills her obligation, b'di'evet, and he says, v'ayin in the bir halacha, for a little bit more of a discussion. There, in Dibur HaMaskul Mibo Jom, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is the opinion of the Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger, albeit the Baal Derech HaChaim doesn't agree with it. And he says, mistaber, taimo, that the understanding is like the Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, the lo yakdim hainu rak l'chachila, this din of don't light too early, is only really a din l'chachila, because it doesn't look like you're accepting Shabbos. At that point in time, you're not lighting it l'kavod Shabbos, even though you are. Because it's similar to the din of the lo acher, the havirak l'chachila. Likewise, the din of the lo ya'acher is also din l'chachila. Don't wait till then, but if that's the time that now you have to light, it's the last chance to light, then you certainly should. He says, and in this situation, you shouldn't go and extinguish the flames and light them again, because you know what's going to happen. The bracha that you made then will now, in retrospect, be a bracha of atalut. You shouldn't have lit then. You did light then. Okay, b'di'evit, you were yotzei. Don't light again now by extinguishing it and making a new bracha. That would be a bracha of atalut. The issue of foot number 28 does point out that if they went out on their own, then you would be allowed to light them again and make a new bracha. In any event, the Chofetz Chaim continues over here and he says, this is when you lit them after the Plag HaMincha. But if you lit them before the Plag HaMincha, albeit you did a Litzarach Shabbos, but you can't have been Yotze in that situation, so therefore that Hadlaka doesn't help at all, and you in fact definitely should in that situation extinguish them, relight them, and make a new bracha. That concludes today's shir.